TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Good afternoon and welcome to the PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. That's right, when you hear that sound, that means it's time for the commute and Driving with DeMarco. I am on the Twitter at Chairshot Greg, of course. That's Greg DeMarco. I should probably tell you my name. At Chairshot Greg on the Twitter. Also on the Facebook and the Instagram. The website is thechairshot.com, where we encourage you to always use your head. And of course, you can do that on social media at thechairshot.com. That's also on the Twitter, the Facebook, and the Instagram. Now, if you want to support us, you can a couple different ways. Number one, you can kind of leave us a little tip or a donation here on the Anchor, and we appreciate that. But I want you to get something back. We're going to give you this content no matter what. So I would rather you head on over to ProWrestlingTees.com and pick up your very own Chair Shot t-shirt. So while you're listening to the Chair Shot and while you're reading all the great content at thechairshot.com, you can wear the Chair Shot. So head on over there. Got a new shirt going up here probably tonight. We'll just take a couple days for it to show up. I'll obviously let you know on this broadcast and on the website as well. So keep an eye out for the new design over at prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. A little bit different than what we've been doing before, but you'll see that alternative logo start to pop up here and there. You can also pick up a Baron Corbin Sucks shirt that is endorsed by the man himself, Baron Corbin. And I quote, he said, "I dig it." So that's enough for me to call that an endorsement. Also enough for Christopher Platt, who coined that phrase. He coins a lot of phrases that we use, including the phrase, "Jesus did the job and his dad was the promoter," which is another shirt you can get over at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. You can get the ChairShot 316 shirt. You can get the ChairShot Brewing Company, ChairShot Corona, and so many more. The hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling shirt. And while you're doing that, you can pick up one of our mini logo shirts. Got a couple different logo designs you can wear. We also have two different Always Use Your Head shirts. So see, so many ways you can support the Chair Shot. I mean, how exciting is that? That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Or go to TheChairShot.com and click the store button on the menu. But again, that's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Pick up your shirt today. Now, it is Monday afternoon, so this is topic number two for the week. This is show, I believe, number 24 of Driving with DeMarco, not counting the unnumbered bonus editions that have been put out as well. Remember, I'm in the car. Sometimes things happen, like my aversive maneuvering I had to do this morning to prevent from dying. So that does happen from occasion to occasion. It happened twice since I've been doing this show. So yeah, hopefully that's not a bad omen. Otherwise, I will stop doing the show. Anyway, let's talk about topic number two for the week. It is the reported television deal for the XFL. I mean, it's exciting. I want AEW to be successful, and it's ironic that I bring them up because they're going to come up in this conversation. I want WWE to be successful. I want Impact Wrestling to be successful. We haven't talked about it yet, but I actually subscribe to their Impact Plus service to check out the 30-day free trial to see what that looks like. And so far, the interface has been enjoyable, and I like the independent content they have on there as well. I want, you know, Ring of Honor to be successful. I want New Japan to be successful. When more people are successful, I want MLW to be successful. God, I want MLW to be successful. That's a hell of a product that they're putting out. The more people that are successful, the better the business is. When there's more to go around, the business only gets better, and that's what we should all be rooting for. But when you flip things around to the XFL, I want to talk about the TV deal as was reported today. And when you get down into these kind of details, it does seem to be pretty legitimate. So the XFL has a television deal, and they're going to have four games per week. They got eight teams. That's four games per week. And all four of those games are going to be on television. That's already way better than the AAF, which was a fucking joke. A piece of shit football league that started with no money. And anybody tells you, you start a wrestling company with no money, ain't going to last. Start a football league with no money, ain't going to last. Fuck. Start a wrestling website with no money, ain't going to last. You've got to know what you're doing, what you can put in, so you can get some output. Obviously, Vince McMahon knows that. This go-around with the XFL. But they've got four games per week, and all four games are going to be on television. And they're going to be split between Fox, ESPN, ABC. I mean, that's amazing. You're going to have some games on Fox Sports 1, some games on ESPN 2, some games on ABC, but you're going to have content all over the place for the XFL, and that is just amazing. Mostly Saturday and Sunday games. There's a couple Thursday games in there as well, which I think is really exciting for them to do, and it's just, it's a great bit of exposure for the XFL, and that's key number one in this television deal. Exposure. Exposure is extremely important to the XFL because you got to get people in the stadium, you got to get people wearing the shit, you got to get people supporting the product. But here's the deal about that. Again, part number one of the TV deal is exposure. Part number two of a TV deal is money. They're not getting any. And that's a big fucking deal. That's an important point in this because that's a concern. Now, it's an unproven product. Okay, football is a proven product, but the XFL is an unproven product. It happened once 20 years ago. It flopped. Now we're bringing it back, and we hope it doesn't flop. We've already got some better people involved, but we'll see exactly how things shake out when this thing really rolls out here in a year. So you've got the XFL and their television deal, and they're not making any money. So let's talk about what that means. According to Sports Business Journal, which is where I'm getting this information from, which is pretty legit. They have a couple different sources, and so it's sourced, and it's business sourcing. So we're not talking about wrestling rumor bullshit, okay? This is real. They have said that the XFL's television deal basically allows them to broadcast on these networks, ESPN, Fox, ABC. And they don't get any money for it, but the production costs are covered. So the networks that are airing the games are paying to produce the games. Furthermore, the advertising revenue that's sold is kept by the network. So WWE doesn't sell any advertising for these football games on television. These networks, according to one of the articles I read, also retain the streaming rights to the games. Now, I don't know if there's anything in the deal that allows it to maybe be on the WWE network later or something like that. I don't know why you would want it to be unless it's a truly great game. You know, who knows? But they retain the streaming rights to the games as well. So that leaves the XFL needing to find other ways to make money. So how else do they make money? Well, the articles list that they can keep any sponsorships they get in the stadiums. So if you can get a local sponsor for a game to put their shit up in the stadium or, you know, maybe even some local advertising, then you get to keep that. You obviously also get to keep the gate, the ticket sales for the games, as well as any concessions deals that you cut with the stadiums. And of course, you've got your XFL merchandise that you get to keep the money made on as well. So WWE does have some money-making opportunities. I shouldn't say WWE. That's not fair. The XFL and Vince McMahon, they have some money-making opportunities outside of the TV rights fees. Now, make no mistake about it. We learned this last year. TV rights deals are A number one for WWE on that side of the business. Fox, quote-unquote, gave them the bag. Billions with a B. It's a phrase I haven't used recently on this show, but you know I love it. Billions with a B. All right? Plus, USA Network came in with a crapload of money as well, paying them more for Raw than they were paying combined for Raw and SmackDown before. So, TV rights fees are number one for WWE, and pretty much, you know, snake oil money is number two, with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia paying for their shows. But that's a huge deal. XFL's not getting that. That's a concern to me. That's a threat towards the success of the XFL. Again, we talk business. We talk about that SWOT analysis, those strengths, weakness, opportunities, and threats. That's a threat for the XFL, as they're not getting any TV rights deals. So those other things got to pan out. Now they get the exposure. So if the exposure leads them into getting this, you know, the tickets, the people in the building, they're getting the ticket sale revenue, they're getting the local sponsorship revenue, they're getting the merchandise revenue, they're getting concession revenue, hopefully, then you're making some money. Now, you've also got fantasy football. Fantasy football is huge. My hope is that they've considered this. I don't know if Vince McMahon would have considered it, but I would assume Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, has considered it, and some other business associates within the XFL have considered it. It would behoove them to either create their own fantasy football system so you can at least sell advertising on it, or to partner with one of those other entities, Yahoo Football, you know, Yahoo Fantasy Sports, ESPN, whoever it may be, to get some revenue out of fantasy football. It makes perfect sense. You're going after the hardcore football fans to begin with. That's who you're marketing to. People who miss football. Not everybody misses football. There's some value in having time off. So you're going after that hardcore fan base. You've got to narrow in on the fantasy football. You've got to try somehow to leverage the gambling aspect of the sport as well. The gamblers will gamble. If you can somehow get a piece of that pie, you're doing really well. I don't know how you do that. I'm not in on that world just yet. I'm trying to learn more about it because I think there's value to it. There's value you can even add to it in the world of professional wrestling, even though that's capped so quickly that you can't really bet a ton of money on wrestling. But the XFL is football. A ton of money is bet on sports each and every day, so you've got to be able to capitalize on that. So hopefully they can capitalize on the fantasy football. Hopefully they can capitalize on the gambling. To me, I said about, again, the comparisons to All Elite Wrestling. I talked about how big of a deal All In was last year. I was doing this show, I was doing other shows. And I said that All In 2 was a bigger deal. Because, yeah, how do you bounce back? Now, obviously, they bounce back in a different way. We're in the month of May. Later this month, you've got Double or Nothing. Hell, they created a whole new fucking company called All Elite Wrestling. That didn't exist, at least not in principle, or at least not in reality, when All In happened. I'm sure they had already started having those conversations. So to me, it's the second TV deal that makes the most sense, or that's the most important, excuse me. The second TV deal is the most important, might be the most important in the XFL's history, because the first TV deal, you're eating it. You're probably not going to make money in that first TV deal. Now, my hope, it's reported as a multi-year deal. My hope is that it's a two-year deal, because multi's got to be more than one. My original hope would be a one-year deal, but my hope is it's a two-year deal. It's probably a one-year deal with a network option for year number two. It might be a two with a network option for number three. Who knows? My hope is that they can get out of that deal as soon as possible, either after season one or after season two, so then they can make money off of it. Because if you prove yourself on this free deal where you're basically giving them a product in exchange for the exposure, if you can prove yourself, now you have leverage in the second deal. And it would be okay if the XFL goes from ESPN, Fox, and ABC in the first deal, say they're on those networks for 2 years, and then they get a new deal for year number three, and it's Amazon Prime, and it's the Turner products, or Bleacher Report Live, but they're paying for it. Now you're making money. Or DAZN, which is really trying to break into the American sports market. Now you're making money. Remember, DAZN, I said, keep an eye on them for NXT. I still feel that way. You just never know. NXT 24, TakeOver 25, kind of a big deal. Maybe something will come out there. I doubt it, but you just never know. So the second TV deal is the most important one because now, hopefully, we're talking money. We're probably either talking money or we're talking no more XFL. I do believe they'll make it to the first season. My gut instinct says, I don't have a good instinct on season number two yet. We have to wait and see what happens. It's still a year away before season one starts. But my gut instinct is that they'll make it through season number one. Vince McMahon still owns enough WWE stock. I'm sure he can fund multiple seasons of the XFL, capitalize on that exposure, and then turn it into a profitable television rights fees deal. Now, I want to shift gears a little bit. I teased this at the beginning. What does this mean for All Elite Wrestling? Now, I know what you're thinking. If you know me, I know what you should be thinking. Because I am now comparing apples to oranges, or apples to grapefruits, or apples to softballs, as I like to say, because they are different entities. One is a wrestling product, one is a football product. However, the similarities are striking. Think about this. The XFL is a football product. Football is a proven commodity. XFL football is an unknown commodity, at least in its current form. All Elite Wrestling. Wrestling is a known commodity. AEW is an unknown commodity, at least in its current form. People try to point to All In as proof they can be successful. I've said it before, I'll say it again. That was a Ring of Honor show with Cody Rhodes and the Young Bucks as the front guys, the front men for it. It did well. It was the reason, it was the impetus for the launch of All Elite Wrestling, but AEW is an unproven product. This deal, this XFL deal, could be quite indicative of what an AEW deal looks like. If AEW gets a deal where they get good exposure and no rights fees, to me, that's a win. People might come out and criticize AEW if they get that, but to me, it's a win. 100% win. And the reason why is because they get the exposure, they can still make their money off their pay-per-views, which I'm sure will be profitable, off their attendance, which can bring in some dough, off of, you know, merchandising, maybe even some licensing if they can get Hot Topic back in the mix, who knows. They can still make some money that way. Much like Vince McMahon, the Khan family has to know you're going to lose money in the beginning to pay off in the long run. If AEW gets a deal like this, like I said, to me, that's a win. What's important to AEW is deal number two. If they get this barter-style deal where they're not getting rights fees, but a network is paying them to produce this show and they distribute it for free on a major platform that gets them major exposure, and then they can turn that into a real deal the second time around, to me, that's golden. That's as gold as one of the colors in their logo. 100%. I would be on board for that. I would publicly proclaim in an article, wherever, how that's a good thing for All Elite Wrestling. So you as a wrestling fan, take a look at the XFL television deal and take a look at All Elite Wrestling situation and see the striking similarities, because they are there. And if this mirrors it and you see people, the WWE apologists, as they like to be called, and look, I'm one of them, right? I'm the outlaw of the internet wrestling community. So I'm one of those WWE apologists, and I will own that shit. I will own that shit for a really long time, because I believe that WWE is unfairly criticized by the internet wrestling community. However, if those who are even worse than me come out there, or if I come out there and I say a similar deal for All Elite Wrestling is a loss and I poke fun of them, call those people out on that shit. Call me out on that shit if I do it, because that would be a goddamn good deal for All Elite Wrestling if they get great exposure and get to keep all their side of things, and even if they're getting it for free for a year or two. Remember, there were rumors they would have to pay for that shit. Now, I hope they don't. If they do and they do it, then good on them. But to me, I am all in, pun intended, if AEW gets a similar deal to the XFL. Now, I want to tie up this XFL thing. I want to put a bow on it, so to speak, because there's one bit, the one similarity that's not AEW that I want to point out. The XFL is basically the old school WWF. The old school model, I'm talking about the 80s, and even into the 90s, the WWF, was to use TV to drive the house show business. So in a lot of markets, WWE might even pay for television, or might do this barter where they didn't get paid for it, but they didn't have to pay to put it out there. But they would use it to get people into the arenas and to sell pay-per-views. And that would in turn make money for the company. Look at what the XFL is doing. They're using television to drive people to the stadiums to make money. They're using television to drive people to the merchandise to make money. Hopefully, they'll be using television to drive people to fantasy to make money, to drive people to gambling to make money, if that's possible. I don't even know if it's possible. So take a look at this. This is the old model of WWF. Will it work? I don't know, because it's 2019. It's not 1985 anymore. So I don't know if it's going to work. I hope it does, because it's better. It gives us more to talk about. It's better for me, because look, this isn't a football show, but it's owned by WWE, so I can talk about it. and I'm excited for it, and I hope it works out. But this really is that old school WWF model. And I think that might excite Vince McMahon a little bit, because Vince built his legacy, Vince built his business on the house shows. And if you look at the XFL games as house shows, if you look at the gate as the house show gate they got to make money off of, then that's Vince. That's Vince hustling. That's old school Vince McMahon shit right there. And I think it's so exciting if it works out that way. So I'm excited for the XFL's deal. And if it's a similar deal to what AEW gets, then I'm excited for an AEW deal as well. I'm working on that on the side. I hope to have some information for you on it, even if it's not official information. But I'm definitely working on seeing what I can find out about All Elite Wrestling, because I know there's something out there and I'm going to try to get it. Now that's going to do it for the PM edition on this beautiful Monday, May 6th of Driving with DeMarco. Remember, I'm on the Twitter at ChairShotGreg. I'm also on the Facebook and the Instagram that way. The website is thechairshot.com. Always use your head. It's at thechairshot.com on the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We've got all your wrestling reviews, opinions, and analysis with attitude, bitch, as Christopher Platt would say in the promo. And of course, head on over to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Pick up your very own chair shot t-shirts. Look, Raw tonight, you've got Roman Reigns, you've got Daniel Bryan, you've got a lot of cool shit happening there. I will probably be talking about that tomorrow on the AM or PM edition of Driving with DeMarco. Remember, this is now available at thechairshot.com, so look out for that. You be safe out there. I hope your work day was well. Mine was, and I hope you have another good one tomorrow. I appreciate you listening, and we'll do this again next time on the morning edition of Driving with DeMarco.